Hey, it's Angela, and you're listening to The Laundry Room Diaries, my podcast where I share hilarious mom stories and helpful strategies for the work-from-home mom. As a mom of seven, I was tired of sacrificing time with my kiddos to build a career, so I started my own work-from-home business in the laundry room. I know, crazy, right? For some reason, it's the only quiet place in the house where my kids wouldn't interrupt me. As a mom, we all have laundry lists of to-dos, from planning dinners to keeping up with the kiddos' activities and building businesses. It's not a cakewalk, but I believe you don't have to choose between being a fun mom and being a wealthy mom. This podcast is all about having it all. Join me on my journey as I share stories about the cycles of motherhood and business, air some of my dirty laundry, and give you some simple solutions to making work life from home with kids profitable. Get your morning cup of motivation and belly laughs as I show you how I built a multi-million-dollar home business without missing out on my kids' milestones. From first dates, dinner conversations, and everything in between, with a little practice, you can be a modern work-from-home mom without losing your mind.
Hello, guys. It's Angela, and I'm so excited to have you here today because we have a special guest. And she has become a dear friend of mine, and I love what we're going to talk about. So without a big introduction of who I am, I want to just deep dive in to my friend Janine Finney, the author of The Flip Flop CEO and does the Shoe Fit. And she's going to talk to you tonight about not only two amazing books that really impacted my career, but she's going to talk to you about how they can impact your career as a direct seller and how you can use these as tools. So, Janine, how are you doing tonight?
Great. Thank you. Happy
awesome.
To be here.
Well, I'm so excited to spend some time with you this evening to talk about your two books, and I know everyone's going to really get some value out of this. So before we get started in about books and how they can use them, can you just give the audience a little background in case they aren't familiar who you are, where you're from, why you're so passionate, because I know we share that same passion in the industry, and talk a little bit about what made you decide to write these books.
Yes, absolutely. Well, my daughter is the one that actually found out about network marketing and was very excited about it. And she immediately came to me and thought that we could be business partners. And when she came to me, I unfortunately had heard of network marketing before, and I'd had a bad experience 30-something years ago when someone approached me in a not a very professional way. And I think there's a lot of other baby boomer generation people out there that had that same kind of experience where people in network marketing used to be taught to do kind of a bait and switch and invite people over to a meeting and not tell them what it was for, and then surprise them when they got there and do a business presentation. And I think it's left a lot of my generation scarred and not feeling very good about network marketing. So that was my experience. And when Lori was so excited about it, I was her first dream stealer. I was the one that absolutely thought she was crazy, and I was really trying to protect her. And I really didn't want her to get involved in this because of what my opinion was. And so we battled for a year, and finally I read a book that made the light bulb go on for me, and I went from the biggest skeptic to the biggest cheerleader, and just really understanding the brilliance of this business model. And so I decided to join and jumped in with both feet, and we did really well really quickly. But what happened was then when I started sharing the business with other people, I realized that there were still a lot of people out there, especially in the baby boomer generation, that have had this bad experience. And so we wanted to create a resource that people could give to the people that are skeptical in their lives, and something to equip them, because I think a lot of times when people are first getting started and they go home, even maybe after that initial meeting and hearing about it, and they go home really feeling excited and they might, you know, be greeted with a husband or a mom or a friend or someone that doesn't understand. And so we really wanted to have a resource that could do the talking for that new person and really just very clearly in a really kind of a sassy girlfriend-to-girlfriend kind of way talk about all of the myths and just dispel them one by one. And so we decided to write the book. We are definitely not people that ever wanted to write a book, but we just felt like there needed to be something that people could feel good about handing to someone. And so the book happened, and we really wrote it specifically to speak to people that are skeptical and don't have a good understanding of what network marketing is and what it isn't. And so we call out all of the elephants in the room, and we talk about them one by one. And so it's really an effective tool for just enlightening someone about, you know, what network, the way the network marketing model actually works. And the truth is that most people, when they understand it, really can't argue with the brilliance of it.
That's awesome. And I love that you've created a tool like that, because there are so many people out there that just need that layer of reassurance or a deeper look at what this industry is. I feel like if you don't know what it is, it's a misunderstood industry, but it's such a great opportunity for all types of people. So that's a great way to kind of expose it. So with that element, how would you direct someone to use that as a tool if they were talking to a prospect about their opportunity, business, you know, how would you go about that?
Yes, well, there's a number of different ways that it can be set up, but I think the setup of it is what's really important, because when you think about it, if somebody hands you a book, and if you're already skeptical about something, you're going to take that book home, and even if you say that you'll read it, it's probably going to sit on a nightstand or sit on a table somewhere, and people just won't read it. So it's really important to be direct, and there's a lot of different ways depending on the scenario, and I actually have some verbiage that people can use in different scenarios, so if that would be helpful, I can provide that to you too, and you can maybe post it. But, you know, it depends. Like if Lori had come home to me, and when I was so resistant, and I mean, she was shocked at my response, and if she could have said, "Oh my gosh, Mom, it sounds like you're talking about something completely different than what I'm talking about. Would you do me a huge favor and read the first three chapters of this book? Just three chapters, it'll take you a half an hour. And then let's sit down and talk about this, because I'm feeling like maybe we're not even talking about the same thing." And, you know, if I would have agreed to do that, then she could have come back, you know, the next day or whenever we agreed, and then we would have had a completely different discussion. Because what happens is we can get into a debate situation with people, and no one likes that. It kind of becomes us against them. And what using a book does is it's a third-party resource, so it's objective. And it takes that whole, you know, me against you out of the equation. And it just removes the walls so that you can have a real conversation then about the business. And so we always say, you know, use the tool, don't be the tool. And what can happen too is that people can be talking about what they think the objections are, and maybe those are not the same objections that the person has. So it's really important to just, I mean, the book really is a super easy read, The Flip Flop CEO, and it's really good for just, again, one by one dispelling the myths. And it's going to do it in a way that is more, it's going to cover all the points in a way that it would be really hard for somebody else to do. So, you know, that's really the best thing to do is use the book. Mm-hmm. And again, it's just really important to, first of all, find out what would be the best way for them to read it. So if it's somebody that you hand a book, but they would rather have it on Audible, or they only read books on Kindle, it's so funny because everybody has a preference. And we always think that other people's preference in the way that they want to get the information is the same as ours, and it's not. I can't believe how many, like, there's even a lot of, younger people that really like to hold a book, and you would think that maybe that wouldn't be the case. So it's important to ask mm-hmm. them, you know, which way they'd like to read it. And the Flip-Flop CEO is available in Kindle or Audible or paperback, and then Does the Shoe Fit, our second book, which I'll talk about as well, is available in Kindle and hard copy. So that's the first thing, is find out, you know, which way they're going to actually take the information in, because if they don't ever get the information, nothing's going to change. So that's the thing, is we want them to spend a half an hour. And what happens usually is if you ask somebody for a half an hour to read just the first three chapters of the Flip-Flop CEO, they'll read the whole book, because it's sort of like a magazine. I mean, it's sort of just a fun, easy, quick read. Does the Shoe Fit is a little bit different. It's a little bit more in-depth, and it has a different goal. After people read the Flip-Flop CEO, what a lot of people told us was, and people that were, you know, didn't know anything about network marketing, said, well, okay, I'm totally think network marketing is brilliant, but how do I choose a company? How do I know what it takes to be successful in this business? I've been a teacher, or I've been a flight attendant, or I've always been, a salesperson. How is that going to transfer over to network marketing? And so what Does the Shoe Fit does is bridges the gap between traditional jobs and network marketing. And if we think about it, I mean, if we really go back to where we were before, and it's hard to do that sometimes, but network marketing works in practically the complete opposite way of traditional 9-to-5 jobs and you know, the corporate world, because it's a business where it's all about helping people. And, you know, when I was in the corporate world, I was always looking over my shoulder to see if somebody was going to, you know, try to take my job away, or it's just a much more competitive environment. And network marketing is truly so different. And so most people don't understand it. And the book really helps to bridge that gap, and actually have some interviews with people from many different professions comparing network marketing to what they did before and what helped them in network marketing and what has been the biggest challenge for them and what they like about network marketing compared to what they did before. And so it really kind of bridges that gap. And with that book, it's especially good for someone that thinks they've tried network marketing and they say, oh yeah, I did that and it's not for me. Well, the truth is, most people that say that really never treated the business seriously, because a lot of times what happens is that the way that somebody gets into the business is they kind of get drug in by a friend and they go, come on, do this with me. And neither one of them maybe knows what they're doing. And so the person never really treated the business like the amazing business opportunity that it is, because he didn't understand it. So it works really, really well for anybody that is in that situation. And there are a lot of people out there that have dabbled in some kind of network marketing. So this is going to really help that person. And what we do with that book is just ask them to read the welcome. So again, take about a half an hour, read the beginning of the book. And what happens is that truly, my experience has been that people completely come out with a different perspective and a different opinion, and really do believe that the business model makes so much sense. It's just that they didn't really understand it. So asking a person just for a half an hour and then setting up a time to get together with them, and, you know, get them to agree that they'll give you a half an hour and read it. And, you know, there's, again, a lot of different ways that can be set up. You can ask a friend, tell a friend that you're thinking about using this book as a resource to educate people. Would they do you a favor and read it, read the first three chapters or read the welcome, and then give you their honest feedback and let you know if it does a good job of explaining. So there's a whole bunch of different scenarios of how to ask someone. And again, I've got verbiage for that. But it really does work for anybody that you think maybe doesn't quite have an accurate picture of what the business is.
Yeah, I love that. I just love the way that these books are so diverse, and they not only help you better yourself as an entrepreneur, but I think that, you know, we hear this so often in this industry, just the story and relatability. And I love in the back of that book, Does the Shoe Fit, that there are professions that we can kind of correlate with that prospect and say, from their perspective, this is what happened and I thought of you. And creating that correlation is so powerful and in this field, because it really is about just kind of connecting the dots and letting people see it from where they stand and from their skill set. So I just, that back part of this book is such a powerful tool. I don't know many companies that wouldn't say relate a story. So I love that you featured some stories in that book as well. It's just a great tool. So, well, gosh, I know that everyone's probably just, how do I get these books, right? Like, one, it's such a great way to just better your own skill set. And I love it. You always kind of opens your eyes and you hear things from a different standpoint. It just makes you better at prospecting and growing your market. But I know a lot of people are excited about to get this for the tool element too, because there's such a need, especially right now, so many people looking into the home business opportunity. And I think this is going to be just a big win for people to have in, you know, their tool belt when they're out there prospecting. So can you tell our guests how they can get their hands on these two amazing books, whether it's the paperback or the Kindle Audible version?
Yes, yes. And I just want to circle back to a couple of things you said, because, yes, I think the book, you know, there's really four areas of belief. We need to believe in our products. We need to believe in the company. We need to believe in network marketing. We need to believe in the profession and the business model of network marketing. And we need to believe in ourselves. And I think whenever we're not where we want to be, we can look back to those four areas of belief, and probably one of those areas of belief is lacking in some way. And so for anybody that is not, you know, their belief is lacking, if they don't think that network marketing is absolutely the best thing ever and are not excited to go and tell everyone they know about it, then these books are going to really help. The Flip Flop CEO is going to help you understand the brilliance of this business model. And Does the Shoe Fit? What I think it's going to really do to help someone that's in the business is set up the right expectations. I think a lot of times people get into the business and they really, you know, a lot of times we're comparing it to the only thing we've ever done before, which is to have a job. And in jobs, we're trading time for money. So we put in the hours and we get a paycheck. And it can be discouraging sometimes when you're building this kind of a business, because you're putting in the hours and you're not receiving the paycheck. It's a little bit of delayed gratification. The truth is, you're working for freedom. You're working for a different kind of paycheck than you are when you're trading time for money. And you're working for the ability to get paid for way past the time that you do the work. You're leveraging your time. So I think it really helps to set up the right expectations for someone that's new. And what that's going to help with is retention. Because one of the challenges with this business is people staying in it. It's so easy to get in, but it's easy to get out. And it's easy to give up. And especially when we're going against what people believe, because we've been taught, you know, that you go to school and you get a job. And, you know, we're doing things differently. And so people just really need to understand that they're the ones that get it. You know, just because the people around them may not yet, it's only because they don't understand. They haven't had the opportunity to be enlightened about this. So the books have two different purposes, but I would really think that it's a good thing for for the people that are in the business to read it to just solidify their belief in the profession and to understand with Does This Shoe Fit the differences between what they've done before and what they're doing now. And then also to you, by reading them and knowing what they say, you know, ourselves, then we're able to pull out the right tool for the right situation. And I loved what you said, you know, about using the books, especially after reading the different stories in the back. When you hear about someone that was, you know, a pharmaceutical rep or a chiropractor, you know, I mean, we have really just a variety of different backgrounds. But when you read, you know, about the profession that someone that you know is in, that's a perfect segue. It's a perfect segue to, you know, say, I was thinking about you when I was reading this, and I can't help but think that this might be something, you know, you're always saying that you would like to have more flexibility, or, you know, I think it's really about making it very personal when you talk to somebody and being specific to what it is that you, why are you choosing them? I think a lot of times people that are having people presenting network marketing companies to them, they kind of get this feeling that it's just anybody that's breathing is, you know, somebody that they would talk
yeah.
to. And that's not true. I think, you know, what we explain in Does This Shoe Fit especially is that you want to be selective. I mean, when somebody comes to you and wants to talk to you about their business, be flattered, because that person believes in you. They believe that you have what it takes, because they're going to invest themselves in you. And it would make no sense to invest in a bunch of people just because they're breathing, because they're not going to be successful. But people that are successful in life are going to be successful in this business. And so I think really making it very personal, very direct, and very specific, and, you know, that is absolutely one of the ways that you can do that. So those are kind of who I think the books would be good for, and I think it's going to help everybody more if they understand what the books say so that they know when to use them. And so that was a very verbose way of getting back to your question about how they can get the books. They can get the books through our website, which is theflipflopceo.com. And we have a book bundle there, so they can get both books for a discount. And I would also like to offer to everyone that's listening to the call the ability to get the books and the bundle at a 30% discount if you buy them through our website. And you would just use the code FLIP, F-L-I-P. And again, so if you want to get the bundle, the two books, you can get the 30% discount, and I believe we're even still giving away a free water bottle right now on the website, so that's an option. If you want to get the book, if you'd prefer to get the books in Audible or Kindle, unfortunately, that would mean that you need to go through Amazon. So that's not unfortunate. I just mean that I can't offer the discount through Amazon. So if you want Audible or Kindle, go through Amazon. And if you want the discount on the hard copies, you would go through the FlipFlop CEO.
Awesome. Well, gosh, I just love that. You just gave amazing training in this little segment tonight. And my mind is just going, because it doesn't matter what level you sit at, I feel like this book serves as a good refresher. I think it's a great springboard if you're starting a business or just trying to break through, you know, to that next level. And the tool element, we're going to be really bringing this into, I know, our organizational onboarding and training and prospecting elements, because I love that it's just a high touch kind of way to have a conversation about something other than just the basic facts about what we're doing. It just layers that third-party credibility, which I'm a huge advocate of, if you know me. We have to have that, and I love third-party credibility. So, gosh, Janine, you just knocked it out of the park tonight. I appreciate so much that you were able to jump on tonight and not only give us just a great background on your story and what these two books have done for people in the industry, but to be able to just the heart of you. That's what I love. When I met her guys for the first time on the phone, we just kind of jived with our vibe, and she's got a heart of gold. And to let it be known that anyone can get this and take advantage of a discount just speaks miles that she's such an advocate for this industry and wanting to see people have success and see the potential of what direct selling can do for everyone out there. So thank you so much for being a guest tonight. I really appreciate it, girl. And guys, what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up. I'm going to put that information on her with her website link and the discount code on our team website, Average2Awesome. That's Average2Awesome.com. And, yeah, just a great training. And I can't wait to reread the books. I've read these a few times, but it is a light read, and it's always a good refresher. And since we have lots of time at home right now, it's the perfect time to grab a book and dive in again. So thank you, Janine, for being here tonight. And, guys, we'll wrap up tonight, and I will see you on the next episode very soon. Take care.
Bye. Thank you.